We want to figure out this morning if former Texans GM Charlie Casserly went a little too far in his criticisms of Kyler Murray. Charlie's working for the NFL Network. Let's listen into what Casserly said earlier this week about the Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, you better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. I'm probably doing it longer than you're alive anyway.
You yes, have. That's why I said, leadership. Really?
Yes, leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. Well, you can. And by the way, Friday, tune in up to minute. I'll show you the offense you're going to run with this guy. It is possible. But those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview.
Seth, you played under Charlie Casserly here in Houston. You know Charlie pretty well. The more that we listen to that, do you feel like that went over the line in any way on a personal level against Kyler?
If it were just like some scrub, like up-and-coming reporter or something, then perhaps. But I think it's notable that Charlie Casserly doesn't typically do things like this. And he has been in the league for 40 years. And he has a reputation as being a pretty straightforward and an honest guy. And the one thing that has me wondering why people are so quick to accuse Charlie Casserly of being wrong on this is this. Okay, Charlie Casserly says that teams have reported that this is one of the worst interviews they've seen out of a top prospect, right? And that's big shocking news. Would it be crazy for me to say that Kyler Murray's interview with Dan Patrick a month ago at the Super Bowl was the worst interview I've ever seen out of a top prospect? Is that crazy?
No.
Am I wrong? How many people agree with me that out of a top prospect in the draft, that was the worst interview you have ever seen with Dan Patrick? It was, without question, an abomination of an interview.
Yes.
So Kyler Murray has it on film. It was a talking point for two days leading up to the Super Bowl, how atrocious that interview was with Kyler Murray. Even people that love Kyler Murray were saying, my goodness, that was an atrocious interview. Probably the worst interview I've ever seen out of a top quarterback prospect. So now Charlie Casserly comes out and says, some teams, two or more teams, told me that this was the worst interview they'd ever had with a top quarterback prospect, and it's Charlie Casserly who somehow must be lying or must have an agenda or must be getting bad information from people. I don't get it. This is like somebody telling you, like, as you're sitting there staring at the sunrise, well, the sun probably won't rise today. Like, I'm seeing it with my eyes. I've seen Kyler Murray have an atrocious interview, and yet somehow I'm not supposed to believe that he had more atrocious interviews. The worst interview ever done by a top quarterback prospect on television was done by Kyler Murray one month ago. But now, oh my goodness. Well, Charlie Casserly, you're probably getting bad information. I don't know. How could he possibly say that Kyler Murray had a bad interview? I mean, I know he did already have the worst interview I've ever seen, but how could he say it again?
Well, the NFL intelligentsia is all over this story. The NFL people, and by the NFL people, I mean like the people who cover the NFL, the big NFL media, they don't seem very happy with Charlie's criticisms of Kyler Murray. And Mike Florio has been digging in. He got quotes from Murray's agents. I will read them to you guys and we will react.
His agent, unlike Charlie Casserly, his agent is unbiased and would have nothing but accurate information.
The unbiased Eric Burkhart, agent for Kyler Murray, says, quote, first and foremost, Kyler is an exemplary person. He is everything you hope your own son grows up to become. We're talking about a young man who has done everything right and worked relentlessly his entire life to achieve and push for greatness. We're talking about the first human ever drafting the top 10 in two major sports leagues.
Wait, what?
Who just completed the greatest single season of football history.
Wait, he was already drafted in the top 10?
What the hell is he talking about?
This agent discredited already. What the hell? All right, go ahead.
You will not find even one former teammate or coach at any level in any sport who has played with Kyler Murray who has anything remotely negative to say about him, his leadership, or his work ethic.
Okay, I'll
Kevin
pause.
Kevin Sumlin.
I have a serious question
well,
about
for
that,
one,
though.
For one, like, none of that actually really, none of that contradicts necessarily anything Cassidy said, other than that there's a negative thing to say about somebody. Which, by the way, like, you never say that about somebody. Nobody has a negative thing to say about any human being.
I mean, that's
like
ridiculous.
Every human being has somebody out there willing to say something negative about.
I mean, we've all played sports at some level. Yeah. Seth, obviously, at a much higher level than Paul and I played. But you would find probably people who we played with who would say negative things because they're human beings.
About any right,
like,
yeah.
Just one thing.
Okay.
Continuing, Eric Burkhardt, the agents for Kyler Murray, against the comments of Charlie Casserly a few days ago. So what do I think about an agenda-driven analyst who has never even once talked to Kyler or any of his coaches or teammates? I think it's disgusting and embarrassing, and Casserly should be ashamed of himself. Further, my business partners and I personally represent coaches and executives who sat in on 8 of Kyler's 10 formal combine interviews. I spoke directly to each of them, as well as executives from the other two teams and many others who I don't represent but were present. And all of them were extremely positive about his entire interviews, with each citing specific examples as to why.
Yeah, so there you go. It's his agent, who stands to make 3% of about $100 million, says that Kyler Murray's got, there's no fire to this smoke that we're seeing. Plus, as far as being an agenda-driven analyst, again, Eric Burkhardt should dig back into Charlie Casserly's history. And you can look, you can criticize his history as a GM all you want, but dig into his history is in terms of Charlie Casserly being agenda driven. There's never been any evidence of that in his decades long career in the NFL. So he said stuff that people have disagreed with. He's made decisions as a GM that a lot of people have disagreed with. But to think that he's somehow this agenda driven, you know, sports version of Perez Hilton or something, it's flat out wrong. And again, I will continue to rest on this. I've already seen Kyler Murray give the worst interview I've ever seen in my entire life by a top quarterback prospect. I don't understand why Charlie Casserly reporting that other people felt the same about his interviews in a private setting should be all that shocking.
We are discussing on Mad Radio on a Thursday, Mike, Seth, and Paul, Charlie Casserly's big criticisms of Kyler Murray. And Seth is referencing the spot that Kyler had on Dan Patrick a month ago in Atlanta. And if you missed that, here's what that sounded like.
Are you going to the combine?
I don't know.
Well, wait. Dad, is he going to the combine?
No comment.
Dad had no comment there. Yeah. Pro day?
I mean, that's after the combine.
Yeah, are you going to do a pro day? Yeah? Yeah.
I guess if you would say yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It's okay. You can have a pro day. But
would imply that I was going to play football.
Okay. So you're going to have a pro day? When do you report for the Oakland A's?
February 15th.
Oh, you knew that. Okay. So you're ready to go to do that. Wait, are you going to spring training?
I don't know.
Wait, you don't know? Dad, is he going to spring training? Another no comment here. You know these microphones are on right now. Like we're,
yeah, I know, okay. I know, I know.
I just said. All right. How tough is it that you're doing this with Gatorade, but you know every place you go is going to ask you the same questions?
I'm getting pretty good at answering, you know, these questions.
No, you're not answering them.
Well, exactly.
You're shaking me off here. Yeah. No, okay, I feel like I'm trying to tackle you.
That's probably good enough. And honestly, the audio doesn't do it justice. The actual seeing it and seeing like how uncomfortable, like how hard Dan Patrick is working to make anything out of this make any sense. Which, because the obvious, like the easiest answer there, especially when you're going and doing paid appearances for Gatorade, is that like, well, we're still discussing it, you know, and the A's have been really cool and Billy being the GM. You know, if I were to have a pro day or to go to the combine, I'd have to get the permission of him, which Billy Beane, by the way, reportedly was totally cool with them doing that, with him going to the combine, the pro day, all of that. But it was awful. So like, I don't know how like anybody, so that guy right there, that interview right there, somehow the notion that he would be bad in a formal interview with coaches where the pressure is even higher, could be bad. That's right. Now, having said all that, none of that says that Kyler Murray can't be a good quarterback in the NFL. Just like there are some guys who nail the interview, but fall apart mentally on the field, Kyler Murray might be one of these guys that in formal settings just doesn't do well. He might just be all about, like, man, when he comes on the playing field, he's alive. You know, if he's watching film, you know, one-on-one with somebody, it all makes sense. But he just might not be good in formal settings, which is fine, too. But, like, just I don't, there's already plain evidence that he doesn't handle himself well in these formal in a formal interview setting.
So here's the question. Did Casserly go too far in what he said about Kyler Murray? And for me, my answer is I don't know because of this. I don't know nearly as many people as Casserly does, and I think that when you're somebody who's worked in the NFL for 40 years, as Seth mentioned, Charlie has, and you're at the combine and you're getting this information about Kyler Murray and how bad these interviews are, you have to gauge, like, okay, are these people telling this to me with an agenda? Do I trust these people?
Yeah.
And if he does, then I'm fine with what Charlie put out there. But if he was duped by people who want bad information out there, then that would be a bad job.
I still want to know how many people Casserly knows still, though. That's I'm skeptical.
He's he talks to a lot of people. He's been with the NFL Network this whole time. And just when you're at the NFL Network,
so is Warren Sapp. I mean, so there are a lot of other guys that have been with it. So I understand, like, wondering, okay, why should I believe Kyler Murray's agent, or why should I believe Lincoln Riley, who said that he talked to a bunch of teams and he was hearing the exact opposite from all those teams.
So between Lincoln Riley and his agent.
Again, like, I understand
that's
that.
That's, like, honestly, no matter what anybody says about, I don't listen to the former college coach or the agent when it comes to needing any kind of, like, elucidation on news items.
I don't know why I should listen to Charlie Casserly, though, and take him at his word that he talked to a bunch of different sources on this. Like,
I'll tell you personally, like, he would not lie about that. All right? Like, that's all right. If you want to know, I'll tell you personally, Casserly's not that guy. So, like, if you want to throw him in the boat with people that lie on the media, then go for it.
I'm not throwing
that's
him
fine.
In any boat.
But you don't know why. You don't know why. The guy's been in the league for over 40 years. Like, he still knows people. I'm not, like, maybe he messed up and people are feeding him false information and he didn't do a good enough job screening it. But think, like, if you're claiming or wondering whether he just made up sources out of thin air, then I'll tell you flat out, no, he did not.
Yeah, I would say I don't question Charlie getting information, how many people he got information from. The question would basically be, do they have a motivation to lie or put bad information out there? That would be my question.
Also, as our listener Marcus just forwarded me a tweet from 2017. After talking to NFL from Charlie Casserly. After talking to NFL teams and watching his tape, I don't think Deshaun Watson is anywhere near a top pick in the draft.
Well, that's fine. And that might be part of the reason why Charlie's no longer a GM. But listen, other people had that take given the fact that Deshaun Watson was not a top 8, 9, 10, 11 pick.
Yeah.
I've put zero stock into anything Charlie Casserly says since the time Bill Belichick said that his percentages, like a meteorologist, when he had reported that Tom Brady had 3 broken ribs, and then he concluded it by saying it like he usually is, he was 100% wrong.
The hell is Belichick?
Well, did he not have 3 broken ribs?
Only one reporter reported on that. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
The Patriots are so.
If Belichick said something in 2010, then obviously that's all you need to know.
I believe him more than Charlie Casserly.
I forgot how Belichick's just nailed every damn draft.
One more time. I believe him more than Charlie Casserly.
Belichick.
You believe
fraud.
Belichick?
Yes.
You believe Belichick. Oh, my God.
Headlines on the way.
Should believe a cartoon character.
LeBron has officially passed MJ Plus.
Yeah, we'll come up next. I'll tell more people that, I'll talk about people that Paul cares about like they're stupid liars. We'll do that next.